So we began by creating a student showcase called Evolution. It was going to be a mix between student-written one-acts and Ari-produced one-acts, along with musical numbers, small scenes. We had been working on it for at least a month, and as we were nearing show day, we had a meeting with our activities director, and she told us that we could not do the show. And after some prodding, we got her to say it was because that, in her words, the taxpayers would be uncomfortable with this, and our duty was to make the taxpayers as comfortable as possible, and that the issue specifically was that we contained homosexual issues and transgender issues. You know, there was no discussion, and we just could not do the show at all.
Now, the administration itself has said that they did not say anything along those lines. They said that it wasn't submitted for a review process. Do you have a response to that?
Yes. During the meeting, we asked if we could do anything to work out the show. She told us that we didn't have enough time to prepare people. So I guess in some sense they said that, but we had never been given a date for the review process. The show didn't seem to really matter. She wasn't worried, you know, she wasn't prodding us for weeks and weeks, like, hey, you know, when are you going to get these into me? We got them in, she read it, and then was like, oh, we cannot have this. And so they decided to cut it.
You had been working on this particular project for several weeks, I presume, since the beginning of the spring semester.
About midway through spring semester.
So walk us through a bit of what Evolution is about.
Evolution stemmed off of another idea called Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. It's a Chicago theater type thing. 30 plays in 60 minutes, but we felt that we couldn't really give our voices justice in that, and we all had a long conversation about, you know, what our artistic voice sounds like and, you know, what means the most important to us. And we started to all realize that our voice as of right now is about human interaction and, you know, how we love other people and how we love ourselves and how we love our friends. So we all set out to write a show, Evolution, to talk about basically how love evolves, both through time and within yourself. So we contain issues of, like, you know, self-love and how you love your family and how you love your friends and, you know, how you love other people, whether straight or gay, and, you know, how you love yourself as, like, a specific gender and what that means to you. And that's basically the gist of it.
And so, what ended up happening is about midway through spring semester, you began working on Evolution as a project. And very quickly, or very soon before you were supposed to produce it, you were told by this particular administrator that it was not going to be going on, which was a big surprise to you guys. How did you feel in that meeting?
Very, very, very attacked. I mean, as these shows were incredibly personal to us, you know, many of our shows, we have transgender people in our class, we have gay people in our class, we have people with the unusual family life that we talk about in this show, in this class. It hit very personally for all of us because it wasn't about the shows so much to us. It was about the fact that the school doesn't want who we are being seen on a stage. About a week beforehand, our teacher was like, hey, can you all email me the stuff just so she can look at it? And we're like, okay, cool. Sent it all into her. Everything was fine. You know, we hadn't heard from her. It was like a week from the show. We thought, you know, we weren't going to hear from her because we weren't expecting this conversation. Like, we didn't write the show knowing it was going to be controversial. We didn't think it was going to be a controversial issue. And then she talks to us and, like, out of the blue, you know, she hadn't been working with us for a while, and it's not like we're like, oh, by the way, you know, there's gay people in the show, there's transgender in this people in the show. I mean, she hadn't looked at it until the week before.
I see. And so the statement that came out from the administration indicated that they were still willing to work with your class regarding this. There was discussion of a possible postponement of Evolution until May 9th, as I understand. Is that something that you can corroborate in your personal conversations with the administration?
So that did not come out until after we contacted the media, until after we started spreading it. Because originally during the class, we were told that the show would be postponed to next year, which could not really happen because half of our class is seniors who would not be returning the next year. So we had never been given, like, a you know, just like give it a couple more weeks so we can like get ready for it. It was like, it can't happen this school year at all.
And so the class's response, this is the Theater 3 class as part of your high school. Your response was to pull together a Facebook page and contact the media. Facebook as a mechanism of protesting is a relatively new phenomenon. What does it mean to you to be able to take your voice outside of the he said, she said of the classroom to try to engender some justice for your class, your fellow students?
Oh, it was incredibly helpful. I mean, we really wouldn't have been able to reach anybody without social media. I mean, immediately after, you know, we all took to Twitter and, you know, people in our school started supporting us, and then people in other schools started talking about it, and then we created a Facebook page, and people were contacting us within the state, you know, like, hey, you can use our theater, you know, hey, come here, we'll pay for it. People across the country were like, this is wrong. It was incredibly helpful and amazing that, you know, as students, we are actually able to have a voice when otherwise we wouldn't be able to.
The notion, the issue of student-based free speech, particularly high school student free speech, has definitely been kind of a sticky issue for high school administration, for the students who, you know, aren't legally adults. I mean, what are your thoughts about the need for students to represent themselves and to have their voices heard?
I think it is incredibly important. I just don't understand why it doesn't extend to all aspects of student life, because I have multiple friends who are in the student newspaper, and legally they're protected under the same rights as like real newspaper agencies. So they, in theory, could produce whatever they want. But I don't understand why that protection doesn't go for the rest of the student body, because we are in school to learn, but we're not just in school to learn about, you know, math, English. We're in there to learn about ourselves and how to interact with the world and how to interact with each other and how to, you know, have real meaning. And without being able to, you know, speak freely and speak about our real issues, I think we do ourselves all a great injustice.
Well, to sum it up, however, this story does have a happy ending. The school administration has relented on this policy, this very abrupt change of heart. So Evolution will be premiering this evening at Cherokee Trail High School in Aurora. So what can people look forward to with this event?
Hopefully something that they can walk away thinking that it's changed them in some way. Hopefully it's made them think about things in a different way and see teenagers as having real issues and not just, you know, whiny or angsty, that, you know, our voices matter and we struggle a lot more, especially, you know, transgendered youth, gay youth, you know, people with hard home lives. We struggle more than a lot more people would realize, and we just want people to walk away knowing that these things exist, but knowing that it's okay, and it's okay to talk about these things.
Dylan, has this experience changed you in any way?
Yeah, it really has. It's given me a sense of efficacy in what I can do. You know, I didn't think that, you know, I would be able to stand up against administration. I didn't think that I could, you know, have a voice and for so many people to care about it. You know, usually we do shows and people are like, oh, that was nice. You know, it's an audience of 50 or 100 people. But for so many people to care about who we are and, you know, what we care about is just outstanding. And it gives me a lot of hope for the future. We all really thank everybody involved in this process from the bottom of our heart. We really thank administration for being willing to see a different side of things than they are comfortable with, and for the community and so many individuals to really care about what we have to say and, you know, who we are.
In the end, do you feel like this was a positive step for both your group and for the administration?
Oh, yes, by far.